Look at Anderson, he's moving on in. Your deadly new housemate. You know he is. Arthur Bin.
Oh, solid.
Previously on Arthur and the Andersons.
Your mother last name, Binsley.
Binsley is my father's surname.
Well, what I've been hearing, it's been sound familiar to me, so I thought I'd do some research into my family history. Yeah, I think it might be my mob.
Mob? What do you mean, mob?
Well, it all been start in the late 1800s.
1800s?
Hey, what you mob gasping for?
I don't know. It just kind of felt right. Didn't it feel right?
It did.
Well, try hold off on the gasping, otherwise I'll never been get through the story. Anyway, like I've been saying, it all been start in the late 1800s. There was these two brothers, Jonathan and Edward Binsley, and they been meet this one woman, Elizabeth Gray. Anyway, Edward was already married to this one woman who'd been called Charlotte, and they'd been have three pickaninny.
Pick-a-what?
Pickaninny kids. They'd been have three kids. Hey, I thought I'd been tell you to stop gasping.
Sorry.
So anyway, with Edward and Charlotte happily married, Jonathan and Elizabeth been end up getting together to start a life of their own. Well, all was good in the Binsley mob world, and they used to been do everything together.
Oh, how sweet.
Until Charlotte been get sick.
Oh, no. Not Charlotte.
So what happened?
Well, unfortunately, Charlotte and pass away. Hey, that's the last time I'm telling you, Bob.
Sorry.
Look, long story short, Edward been become a widower, Elizabeth helping with the kids, them two been starting an affair. Jonathan was devastated that his love had left him for his brother, so he been leave town and go bush where he meet my great-great-grandmother, but only after he been changed his name from Binsley to Bin.
So, what are you saying?
Yes, what are you saying?
Well, according to Mancestry.com, your great-great-grandfather and my great-great-grandfather are brothers.
Oh my goodness! So this means
that we're related.
That I'm Aboriginal.
Are you confused? Oh, I know I am. Guess that means we'll have to tune in tomorrow to Arthur and the Andersons. Or not. But you should. You totally should.